Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, a busy day at the AAI Games in Santry.
Yes, a busy day in Santry, and indeed a busy day in Antrim as well, and indeed in Belfast. So it's been a busy weekend, and to use an athletics analogy, the Donegal athletes have really come out of the blocks in a big, big way. Three Donegal records over the period of the day and yesterday, and I was reporting a Donegal discus record for Gavin McLaughlin of Finn Valley. The Convey man threw 46.53 in Antrim just late yesterday after I went off the air, 46.53. That's a 2 metre improvement on his previous Donegal record, so he'll be seriously happy with that. And also, a Donegal record yesterday from Ellie McCurdy. Ellie McCurdy from the Lifford Band Club. She threw 36.49 in the javelin, and that erases a very long-standing record, a record that stood to Sharon Gallen of the Lifford Club at 35.84. So Ellie McCurdy is the new Donegal javelin, senior women's javelin record holder at 36.49. So that's a very significant result for her, very significant for McLaughlin, and also a very significant result in the AAI Games about 2 hours ago from Kelly McGrory from the Tyrconnell Club. She returned a 59.77 to win the first time ever a Donegal athlete has been under 60 seconds. She did hold the record just over 60 seconds from a few years ago, but 59.77, that's progress for her, new Donegal record, sub 60. So she'll be looking forward to the National Senior Championships, as will they all, in 2 weeks' time. And that was very positive. Other results that I'm looking at here, Gareth Crawford from the Lipperster Band Club in Antrim yesterday, he threw 65.12 in the javelin, and indeed his brother threw 60.77. Now, Gareth got a medal in the National Senior Championships a few years ago, and 2 weeks to go, if he can get over 66 again, he has a best of over 66, which stands as a Donegal record. So 65.12, he's getting near to that, his own Donegal record. So let's hope in the next couple of weeks he can really throw out a big one, over 66 metres, of course, and nail that a new record once again. His brother at 60.77 yesterday. Sharon Craig from the Lifford Club, Lipperster Man Club, he jumped a 170 in England yesterday. And just some of the bits and pieces of results from the AAI Games. Daniel Mooney, 350 in the 1500 metres. And yesterday as well, a real, real, real battle in the shot put just late yesterday. I didn't report on it yesterday. Between James Kelly and Gavin McLaughlin in the shot. Both of them are training partners, both train together, and both are pushing each other. Now, James got the verdict at 16.62, but Gavin McLaughlin, who I referred to earlier as the discus record holder right now, he got up to 16.52. That's a PB for him, 10 centimetres. So, there's nothing as good as serious, good, tough, tight competition, and that certainly was the case in this instance. And both of them, and I do believe both of them can get first and second in the National Senior Championships in a few weeks' time, and that would be something. That would really be something to really hit a 1-2 spot in the National Senior Championships. So it's been good. It's been positive. There's been new Donegal records. Ellie McCurdy, of course, Gavin McLaughlin, Kelly McGrory, 3 Donegal records over the weekend, and indeed, Gareth Crawford is coming close to his own Donegal record in the javelin, and maybe in 2 weeks' time we'll see him getting through that barrier on that occasion. But this weekend for him, 65.12, his second best ever, so and of course the season's best for him. So an exciting weekend, and a lot to talk about and a lot to look forward to. We've got the National Junior and Under 23 Championships next weekend, and then we bounce on then to the Senior Championships just a week later. And I'm just looking here now at the 400 metre. Some results came in there in the last few minutes. The Crossan sisters in the 400 metres. Laura Crossan was the fastest of the Finn Valley girls. There was 3 of them in that 400 metres. Laura was the fastest at 56.81, but her sister back in competition, back on the track after a number of years since she came back from the States, hasn't competed, but she did compete today. With that positive, 56.83 for her. And then Danielle Janssen, a 59.08. They were in 3 different heats in the 400 metres, and that's just finished, and they're just finished on track at this moment. So that's the story, positive story, good news story. Let's look forward to next weekend, those junior and under 23 championships.
Yeah, Patsy, as you mentioned, I'm sure all eyes are firmly set on them championships now.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, obviously all the limitations, restrictions and everything else, you know, and no spectators and all that kind of crack. So it's difficult to gauge sometimes. But look, Donegal results are strong. Donegal story is strong. And, you know, we're just waiting now for local Donegal track and field stuff to kick in as well. So, you know, everything is coming round to what it should be later in the year than it normally would. But, look, we have to be happy that it is happening, and we look forward to it. And, of course, a few road races being pushed up now as well. So I know that the Finn Valley 10 miler is on July the 4th. So that'll be something for people that want to go the distance, July the 4th. It's a real race. It's not a virtual race. So people are kind of at this stage nearly getting fed up with the virtual races, so they will welcome the real race situation. So yes, things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, and Patsy, before you go, we'll just touch on Mark English. He's in action later on today in Sweden.
Yes, he is. He's in Sweden and in Sollentuna. I'm looking at the start list. It's a good race for him. There's a lot of guys in and around where at the level that he's running at right now. There's a lot of guys in there that have got personal bests, season's best, in and around where he's at. So it's going to be interesting tonight. And after tonight, he'd just have to wait for another 2 weeks for the national championships. He has no other race in the interim. He's got 2 more weeks to prepare for the nationals to defend his national title. So look, we're going to have to wait and see. But tonight it's a 10-7 in Sweden tonight. So hopefully the weather is reasonably good.
Yeah, and hopefully a positive result for him this evening. Patsy, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.